Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Well, first of all, what's this day been like for you? A long wait to hear that phone call, right?
What was that? I'm sorry.
What's this day been like for you? I mean, it's a long wait to hear that phone call.
I mean, it was definitely a long wait. Like, my initial feelings were, you know, relief and then excitement, you know, because you can't control where you go, but you're excited for the opportunity. So once I saw my name called and the fact that it was the Bengals and they had a good defense, I was just really excited and just, you know, I wish I could get in the pads right now, but, you know, I really was like a relief and then excitement. And just the weight was just eating at me, and then I got the phone call.
What do you know about the Bengals?
What was that?
What do you know about the Bengals?
Mike Zimmer is a good D coordinator from what I'm hearing and what I've been watching last year when I was in college. And, you know, they made the playoffs last year with a young team. So, you know, the future is bright. You know, there was a sophomore quarterback. The defense has a lot of young guys. And so, and just what they're able to do last year with that team and taking to the playoffs, I just want to get in there and hurry up and contribute as fast as I can.
How would you describe your game? What's your strengths?
My versatility, you know, my ability to play different positions and line me up anywhere in the back end, and just my consistency and my dependability and being able to line up guys.
Where all have you lined up?
Have
you been that pretty much corner, both safety? I played
nickel, dime, free, strong, and I played corner my last three games of college due to injury. You know, I played pretty much everywhere on the back end possible in college, but my main position was a free safety.
Your size-speed ratio seems to be pretty impressive, obviously. In the NFL, with all these teams using multiple tight end formations, you feel pretty good about your ability to, you know, to run down the middle when they're trying to stretch it on the seams?
Oh, definitely. You know, I feel like, you know, with my size and speed, you know, I can – just some of those bigger tight ends that are athletic, you need someone that can match up with them. In terms of that, so I'm just, you know, going to try to go in there, take coaching, and polish up on my skills, and hurry up and try to contribute as fast as I can.
The Bengals like that combination. Taylor Mays is as big as a linebacker and runs, you know, pretty well from USC. I'm sure you're aware of him. So you're coming to an organization that I think fits what you present pretty darn well.
Right, yeah, definitely, yeah. My agent was just telling me about some of the safeties that are there, and they have some pretty tall safeties from what I'm hearing, and so, yeah, so I'm just going to go in there and then just come to work every day and compete, and then by competing, it'll make the secondary better because everyone knows they have to work every day, so that's what I'm going to do.
You guys won a few games out there in your time there. You know what, how much did sort of the success that you guys had there kind of define how you view yourself as a player, sort of as a winner? It seems like all the guys come out of there sort of view themselves that way, sort of just the ultimate team winner types.
Well, I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I said, since you guys obviously won a lot of games out there in Boise, I mean, how did that sort of affect who you are as a player and the way you view the game?
Okay, well, some of the things that, you know, they instilled in some boys that I can take, you know, and bring that quality to the NFL as well. Just effort is one thing they're big on. Being assignment sound and technique, you know, those three things before you even worry about the athletic ability can help you out. So that was one of the main components for why Boise was successful. And now with your athletic ability, and that's why we were able to win so many games. And so I'm just trying to bring some of the things I've learned from Boise, keep that with me, and then pick up some new things with the team I'm on now.
You know, it's interesting, the offense at Boise gets a lot of credit, you know, and a lot of ink, but you guys have to be playing some pretty good defense to beat the SEC teams and all the teams you beat over those years.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. We our offense gets, you know, majority of the pub, but isn't that every football team if you think about it? So, yeah, just that's how the defense was. We just come into our job and let the offense get the, you know, the credit.
Read a scouting report. Said you were able to start or come in and play as a true freshman at 17 years old, correct?
That was right. I started as a true freshman at 17.
Yeah. But he said one of the things, you had to overcome some immaturity, but yet you were end up being named team captain. Anything major in that, whatever immaturity means?
What was that? What was the last part?
Do you know what they would mean by immaturity, or is that just a matter of being a 17-year-old?
I couldn't really hear the question, but I think you said something about maturity, right?
The scouting report I saw claimed, you know, as a freshman, you had to overcome some immaturity.
Okay, here you go. So, like I said, I was 17, and I just had, you know, some maturity issues. I just needed to grow up, and just being thrown in the fire so early, I wouldn't say I was spoiled, but, you know, as a true freshman, I played great, so I was freshman All-American, but there's certain things you do as a freshman, like there's certain things you can do as a rookie quarterback that you can't do your sophomore year. Mm-hmm. Going into my sophomore year, I wasn't able to handle, I didn't take the expectation thing well. Like, I'd make the same plays that I'd make as a freshman, and they would be down on me or something like that. So it definitely took some growing up to do. School was another issue in my sophomore year. I didn't take it serious. And when all that pieced together, then that's when I started becoming a better player. So that's what I would say, like, the end of my freshman year, I had to overcome some, you know, maturity things. And never had character issues. I've never got in trouble, like, the law and stuff like that. But just, like, little kid stuff, that was definitely me my freshman year. And it definitely took some sitting down with Coach Pete, to correct that.
Yeah.
Were you a big special teams contributor?
Oh, yeah. This year I played on all four. I started on all four special teams to start the year. And then I only started on two of them by the end of the year, because we had more depth in. But yeah, that was one thing. We're big on our starters and boys, if you're a starter, you play special teams, and that's how we get it there.
Well, the Bengals just recently installed new turf. Unfortunately, it's not blue. It's green. I hope that's going to be okay with you.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm on the green pastures.
I like it. Thanks a lot, George Preacher. Congratulations.
Thank you.